For KUT listeners who are night owls, Stephen Rice has been a constant.
Good evening. You've been listening to the BBC World Service on Austin's NPR station.
For those that were close to Stephen, radio was an important part of his life, but just a part.
My name is Dee Dee Connor. I'm Stephen's older sister, and I was 9 years old when he was born. He was adorable. I brought my whole brownie troop in to see him right after he got there. Mother was not very happy about that, but he was just, he had an infectious smile, and he laughed a lot and was always glad to see you. And he had just a sunny disposition from day one. He was a very happy guy.
This is Vivian Fowler. There's five of us, so there are two boys and three girls. And the oldest was a boy, and Stephen was the youngest. And then the three girls were in the middle. We're 18 months apart. He was the clown and the peacemaker of the family. That was his role. And I was the fixer enforcer. So we didn't always get along.
Rice first moved to the area to attend what was then Southwest Texas State in San Marcos, then making the move up I-35 after college. His sister, Dee Dee Connor, again.
Stephen lived here, you know, in Austin, I think since 92, and I moved to Georgetown in 98, and we kind of almost flipped to where he became the older sibling because he was the one that knew all the area and where to go and what to do, and yeah, we just became really more like friends than siblings. Best friends, almost, it seems like.
Yeah, he's a great, wonderful uncle. I have three kids, and they adore him. And a matter of fact, my son Henry, I call him Stephen all the time, and I call Stephen Henry all the time because they're a lot alike.
Sister Vivian Fowler.
The thing that stands out the most whenever I think about him is he would irritate me because when he would ask me something like, you know, how are you doing? And I would say, I'm good. And he'd say, well, what does that mean? And he would never let me get away with just being vague. He wanted to really know.
Melanie McElroy has known Stephen for 23 years.
He was definitely one of those really extraordinary people who could light up a room with his smile. Of course, his voice was amazing. He sang Happy Birthday to me, sounding like Frank Sinatra every year. And he was a type of person who made everyone he interacted with feel like they were the only person in the universe.
Friend Mike Shishik.
One of the best things that I absolutely loved about Stephen was his sense of humor and his constant ability to literally control a crowd with just incredible amounts of laughter. And that laughter was compounded and backed up by an extremely generous heart who was so involved in so many charitable organizations here in Austin that it's enviable.
Stephen spent a lot of time helping local charities, whether it was local LGBT causes, AIDS efforts, Zach Scott Theater, or community radio. Here's friend Lance Avery Morgan.
I think hundreds of events and a cumulative millions of dollars were raised thanks to Stephen Rice's insight, his enthusiasm, and him just being on any committee or hosting, you knew it operated at a high level.
Stephen's radio career got into gear 9 years ago when he began hosting Outkast on KOOP Radio.
Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Stephen Rice, here with my co-hosts, Jackie O and Lane Box.
Steve was a volunteer Outkast host for the show while managing his own printing business.
He did that for a long time. And I asked him one time if he wanted to go to a horror movie with me. And he said, Doug, if I want to experience that, I'm just going to go to work. So anyway, that was very much like Stephen. He always had a quip ready at hand.
And thanks to some urging from his friends, Stephen came to KUT.
He was getting frustrated with his business and the industry kind of changed and it became quite challenging. And his best friend from high school, Billy, kept saying, well, what's your dream, dude? What's your dream? And pushing him to pursue that dream. And out of the blue, Stephen said, oh, I want to be a DJ on NPR. And Billy was like, just go do it. And so Stephen applied and he got it. And it was just amazing. It was life-changing for him. It is truly what he was meant to do.
In addition to hosting, Stephen also found great stories to produce for the station's Sonic ID project.
And the lifeguard said, "Bro, pot doesn't attract ants."
Listen, I would surely be capable of driving around this little town and finding a marquee of a storefront sign of a giant bumblebee scratching itself, because I was just certain that she had called it the Itchy Bee.
Said, "Well, I sure hope that our bedroom's in Travis County."
KUT's Rebecca McEnroy.
Everyone he worked with, he admired in this way that made you feel like he just thought the world of you. And I loved that about him. It always made me feel really special and really loved. And was genuinely a warm, caring, funny, hilarious person.
Jimmy Moss, KUT News.